Who's thirsty for all some right, water?
All right, I got it.
Ipe.
Ipe.
Yeah.
Rimmer.
Where is the weirdest place you had to hold a fart?
Oh, shit.
Hold a fart?
Like where you had to go, but then you're like, shit, I can't go.
My guess is school.
Yeah, I feel like I let it out. And
slowly,
I act like I smell a fart.
Like, oh, you one of those? You blame
it on others? Who dropped that over here? Like,
damn. Man. I'll fart right, and then I'll I'll just like sniff, you know. But
sniff,
like oh shit,
and you know it's yours.
Other than that, I don't know. I'm usually that's if like I can't speak, right? But yeah. If I fart, I'm usually like pretty open and like.
You're like, yeah, that was me.
I feel like it smells pretty quick, so if I do fart, like I'll know if it smells, and I'll be like, yo, I farted. But like, now that I think about it, one of my pet peeves is like when you say you farted and you know it's not like gassy or it's not even gonna stink, and you're in the car and someone's like, oh, dude, are you serious? And they like open the window and it's like, dude, you don't have to like overreact.
That's Jeremy.
I'll be like, bro, that's not me. That was not me.
But I'm not going to say his name.
Jeremy's silent. He's the silent killer.
That's Jeremy.
You're
I have
smoked.
A short story.
You're a smoke.
I don't know if that's worth talking about, but.
Yeah, y'all sucks. Yeah, say it. Hell no, that ain't me.
Okay, so it was a family dinner, and I was trying to like fart in front of my mom, like, yo, dude, look, I'm a fart. And I was like, so I farted in front of her, and I was like, oh, damn it. It came out more than I thought.
So you sharted.
We got Ipe on the phone, by the way.
You sharted.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just had to make that known by your
did,
voice.
Did you keep the same pants on, or did you go up and change?
Did you shit in your pants? Did you take the rim?
Wait, what?
Did you ruin your pants and have to change?
Or
did you keep them on and just chill?
He liked.
I remember it was just the boxers.
He likes the texture.
It was all good. I'm pretty sure. I was in the house. So it was all good.
So you sharted in your boxers and you were just chilling. You were like, "Fuck it."
No. Like I took it. I like checked right away because I felt that like it was like wet. You know.
Yeah.
I feel like we're talking about this way longer than we should be.
I know, right?
All right, Jeremy. When did you have to hold a fart?
All the time, man. Like, it happens a lot. Like, you don't want to let one out around, like, you know. I don't care about the homies, but when you're in public, you try to hold it when you can.
When you got to go, you got to go. I let it out. I blame it on someone else. I'm like,
damn.
To
be honest, hold up.
To
be honest,
I don't blame it on
someone. To be honest, if I'm being truly honest,
mine
sneak up on me. I ain't going to lie. They just, like, come out and everything. Like, I don't.
He doesn't know.
Hold up.
How do you not know when you got to pass gas?
I don't hold it. I don't hold it.
There it is. Oop,
no,
there
no,
it
no.
Is.
Listen, I don't hold it. It's just like, oh, I got a fart. And just, I don't even think about it.
Does
you
your fart ever,
just
like,
well,
scare
that happened.
You? Like,
that
does
happened.
It just no. Come out of nowhere? You're just
it's
like,
not,
oh, fuck.
It's never, it. Like, it's never, like, loud as fuck. You know what I mean? It's like, just, you know what I mean?
And it's wet.
You guys ever need to take a shit so bad that you start praying, and then you're like, if you don't believe in God, you're like, God's real?
What the fuck?
That was intense. Hey,
like, let's say you're on a bus stop, and if you're, let's say you're on a bus, you know, you don't want to get off to take a shit because then now you're going to have to wait for the next bus. So you might be on the bus and I might be like, damn, I need to let one out. But what? Then you might be like, for real, I'm going to make you all the way home. And the rest is history, you know?
Yeah, I get it. Man.
Anyway, get it. Is this from past experience?
I never sharted other than that.
Yeah, I don't know. I be praying I make it home from work. I'm like, come on, man. Just a couple more miles and I'll get home. I'm going to let it out.
It takes the most fucking shits I've ever seen.
I shit about 9, 15 times a day. No, not about 15.
Seriously,
I shit about 6, 7 times a day.
What do you think I make
him by the
toilet
paper? Bro, I got to go, bro. I got to go.
Josh wants
to
say something.
Go.
Hey, so I got a question. Have you guys ever tried to hold in a fart? But you sneezed out of nowhere, and then
the fart came out of your nose.
The fart comes out
of your nose.
So fuck.
No. Like, Like basically,
oh, you sneeze and fart at the same time.
Yeah,
I hit my tooth.
Yeah, I did.
I hit my tooth. Cut that out. Cut that out. I hit my tooth.
Everything just popped out. He was like, oh damn.
All right, so it's like your soul in
the fucking body, dude.
I think the one the times that it's been the worst is like whenever I'm around chicks. So if I'm around chicks,
there you go.
And then it's like I have to fart. I literally hold it. But what happens is. The fart feels like it goes into my stomach and it becomes you know what I'm That's talking about crazy. Yeah so it goes back then it becomes you. Worse and it's like do I have to burp or something
and
now
and then your stomach feels full as fuck and you're like bro like this shit is in me
talking
like,
about farts like, I got a fart right like, now nah just I'm about to fart on the podcast so they can hear it no
hey you guys think that your fart smell is worse when you're like kind of insecure about it, like when you know you're trying to hide it.
Yeah.
Bro, like that normally, shit. It probably wouldn't smell, but like
that shit is bomb, bro.
It smells.
That shit smells good for me. I shit roses.
No, dude, you know your fucking
perfume and shit.
No, you know your farts are bad when you fart in your sleep. And like you wake up gagging.
Oh, I don't do that. I don't do that. I don't know about that, bro.
Seriously, like, I'll be under the blanket,
you're on a
just like
level.
All curled up and
you're
everything,
on a
and
level.
Then just
blanket,
like
you're suffocating,
and then
so.
Just you know,
hey.
You just let one rip, and you're just like, ugh.
Just to put it on a note, he sleeps naked, so
sometimes
it's probably worse. It's probably worse.
Sometimes.
No, you guys used to sleep naked all the time, bro.
Well, yeah.
He used to tell me, he'd be like, hey, bro, don't come in because I'm going to be naked. And I'm like, all right, bro.
Yeah.
Next topic, immortality.
Immortality.
Would you die or would you want to live forever?
Do I get to, like, keep the people around me forever or am
no,
I just alone?
It's just you.
I'm going to be around you forever, bro.
You mean
nah, just kidding. Bro.
Yeah, my house.
Farting and shit. Hey, I'll pay rent.
I think we all are actually immortal. Because
I
want to
live,
I want to live
forever.
I think when we die,
okay, hold on,
but
hold up.
I want to live.
We just transfer to another body and we start the whole cycle.
Jeremy just opened up Pandora's box, dude.
Why?
So he's talking about reincarnation and everything.
You got Pandora?
Who here actually believes in reincarnation besides me and Jeremy?
Ebay.
I believe in that.
Hey, Ebay does. My cousin.
Why are you saying I believe in reincarnation?
Because you do.
My cousin.
That's racist. Okay.
Hey.
I grew up thinking as a kid, being like, oh, if you're a good person, you're going to come back to the world like something better or like a human. But if you're like a bad person, you're going to come back as like an ant or like a stick or like something. I don't want to say useless, but nothing compared to a human, you know?
So I don't believe in reincarnation like that. It's like
so I don't know what recycle. I am religiously.
I
want to
come
back. So like I don't
how
really
can there
have
be that many
a
souls?
Belief in what's after death right now.
I want to come back as Jeremy and do all the stuff he didn't do.
My cousin, who does all the tarot card readings and stuff, she told me she thinks her previous life was she was like some kind of girl staying in like New York or something. She said that was her previous life.
So she's
I was just like, bro,
so she's a movie.
Right now.
So she's a movie.
So, but there's been a lot of things about like reincarnation, like for instance, deja vu.
Oh,
it's
hey,
something that you experienced.
Deja vu
life,
on Spotify and Apple Music.
You're
tune
remembering
in.
It. You know. Yep. And then, have you heard the one about birthmarks?
Oh, I got a birthmark.
I have a birthmark.
Yes, yeah, so I have two. Look at that. So. What it's
what is the birthmark then? I thought that's just where they touch you the first time or something.
When you first get your rim job, you get a birthmark.
No, your birthmark is how you died in your past life.
Hey bro, don't be exposing my stuff.
Okay.
What? So if I have a birthmark on my arm, what does that mean?
I got that old age. I don't got one.
You got it sliced off, maybe.
You got it sliced off and you freaking bled out or something.
So if I don't have one, I died of old age?
Right here.
Most likely, I'm guessing.
Let's go.
If you get one on your private part, maybe.
So people who don't have birthmarks just died a natural death.
Bro! What if. Oh, no, I don't want to go on that topic.
Because, I mean, okay. So I got a crazy idea about mine, okay? So. First birthmark is right here on my hand.
You took a bite out of his hand.
Right? Yeah. And then the second birthmark is right here on my side.
So an arrow went through.
Someone bit out him. Arrow?
So
he said an arrow went through.
The only thing I can think of, because I was thinking, I was like, well, how? I have two birthmarks, so did I like die twice?
Maybe someone ate you.
What?
Carnival.
Think of this.
I mean, what is it?
Don't overthink it because a lot of people do, okay?
It's in the new Wrong Turn movie.
So.
There is a
when
movie.
When you get crucified.
Damn. Whoa. He's getting serious, guys.
Hey, that's what I was thinking, but I didn't want to take it there.
You get they nail your hands into a cross. Or it's not even a cross, it's a beam.
So you're saying you got nailed. And where at?
Say it, Ipe.
No, it's not funny.
Come on, bro, say it.
I was just going to say, or you got shot by Cupid on Valentine's Day, but I was like, no, don't even put that
damn.
But so
he fell in love with him.
The thing is, you're hanging from your hands, right? And you're just suffering there for days.
What if you didn't get nailed in the hand?
The way that they end up killing you.
Whoa. I thought you farted, bro. I was about to say. You should have did that earlier.
The way they end up killing you in the end, they stab you through your side with a spear into your heart.
You've been watching too much Spartacus.
These are all possible. I'm just saying, like.
Damn, bro. You're going deep.
Dude, I told that to an ex. At one time, and she's like, "So what? You think you're fucking Jesus?" I was like, "I never fucking said that."
No, this guy.
What the fuck?
Like, hey, my past life.
You think you go walk on water? Shit, let's go fill the bathtub. Anyway,
so I went to a concert a couple weeks ago.
All cap.
Dude, so
a couple weeks ago, we're in the Rona stages.
Yeah, he's over here going to concerts, bro. Man.
There's concerts,
bro. You're gonna have to go get a test right now.
Yeah, if they're in the backyard.
Oh, okay. We're talking about that.
But
that.
Yeah,
6 feet, bro.
So
6 feet.
I went and saw my buddy's band, and after we're done and everything, I'm drunk off my ass.
Lion.
And I end up going up because they have a half pipe in the backyard.
Oh,
lion.
Shit.
Yeah, and I haven't like ever dropped in before.
This guy's crazy.
Try. I did.
He did. I don't know why, bro. I don't know why he thought he could get up on there and just drop in. He's like, I could do this right now.
He's a pro when he drinks.
Hell nah, bro. He's slammed.
It's called liquid courage.
Exactly.
It's called
going for it.
I genuinely want to know, like who took the video?
Does your tummy stink?
My girlfriend.
Okay. Did you ask her to take a video?
Yes, I did.
Why would you ask her to take a video of you?
Because I know
shit.
I was going
to
get hurt, dude.
He knew he was going to fall. He was like, I can't do this, but I'm going to do it anyways. It's content.
Will you go back?
Actually, I've been thinking about, if I start, getting more healthy and start, working out my legs and everything, I kind of actually want to take up skateboarding because it really does interest me and everything. Just never really went out and tried it.
Well, dude, be fun. Prepared to get hurt sometimes because pain is part of the process.
All I got to say is basics. Stick to the basics. Don't try to maybe not drop in so soon, you know.
I don't know. He just went up there and was like, I could do this shit. He's going
to
go up and drop in switch next time.
Like, you're going ham dropping in. Like, I didn't learn that for years.
Shit.
Bro, the first time I started skating, I think I tried dropping in probably an 8 foot rolling. It wasn't a quarter. It was a rolling bank. But it was my first time skating and going to the skate park. I just slammed. And because of that, I didn't drop in for 3 years, dude. Had me in trauma, bro.
Dude, I remember the first time I went to the skate park, it was Beach Park. I had begged and begged and begged for days to get my grandma to take me because I'd heard the skate park was in Bakersfield.
Okay.
I wanted to go. She finally took me. Her and my grandma and my aunt took me. And then as soon as I got there, I went up to the top of the ramps.
Lying.
And I literally just stood and watched everybody.
Damn.
I didn't skate at all.
Too. You're just like, I'm just going
to
stand here.
Time, and I would have to wait for the skaters to leave.
I didn't even wait for them. I literally stood up there, watched everything, and then I went back to the car. And then I was like, okay, I'm done.
I'm moving, bro. This is my room.
I'm good. I just couldn't do it. The ramps were scary. There was a lot of people. I was like,
anxiety
issue. Yeah, I was like, whoa. This is crazy. This is what a skate park is. This is cool. I thought it was amazing, but at the same time, I knew I didn't have nothing for it. Nah. I was like, yeah, I've got nothing.
Someone broke into my car back in 2019 when I was working at the hospital here in Bakersfield. And the reason why they broke in was because they saw AirPods in my cup department. And I made it there too late. And by the time I got there, the person was already dipping out on their bike. Had to restore my window that same day. But that also brought me back to the first time I stole something. The first memory of me ever stealing something was me stealing a green Power Ranger at 5 years old at someone else's house. And I remember I was so hyped I got my ass beat by my mom. She made me return that. And another time that I stole something was for my friend's birthday. He had we were walking down what was it? Oswald Street going to Virginia Street in here in Bakersfield.
That's where you used to live.
And it was like this mobile homes. I stole a skateboard for his birthday, and I took the trucks, and I remember like tying in me having problems with my trucks because I stole trucks. And like subconsciously, I always put those together. Like maybe I have problems with my trucks because I stole the trucks and I took the trucks. That's and karma. I gave him the board and the wheels and everything. I was like, oh, let me just have the trucks. So
damn.
Subconsciously, I always thought, dang, I'm getting fucked because I stole that board and I took the trucks.
It's karma, dude.
That's wild.
Yeah, I used to shoplift until I got caught.
Same.
What?
I used to steal like stickers, like you know how like a lot of clothing's come with like stickers on this, like attached to the shirt.
Baby crime.
So I used to just steal stickers, but then I was like, damn, like you know, as a kid, you're hyped on stickers, but I was like, damn, I don't get caught stealing stickers. I was like, I could probably take this a little further. So I started stealing tech decks.
I could probably take a car.
I didn't have money for the tech decks at the time. I was probably like 11 or 12. And I remember I would just be like, yo, mom, let's go to Target. And she'd be like, all right. And then, like, you know, the first time I probably stole like one or two. And then the next time I stole like five maybe. And it just progressively got worse. And I just show my mom my collection. And she'd be like, yo, how'd you get that? And I'll be like, oh yeah, like money or something. I can't remember what I said, but you know, you get too cocky with it because you're not getting caught. And then so one time I see this guy like kind of in the like 2 aisles away from me, but we're parallel or we're pretty much in the same lane, but he's like, you know, way across. And I'm like, damn, this guy looks a little sus while I'm being the one being sus.
You're the one stealing.
And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to take the package, but like go to a different aisle, but open it. And so now I'm probably in like the dog food section and then I'm trying to open it, but I see the guy again, like same distance, but like same aisle lined up. So then I go to another section, same thing. And so now I go to the clothing section and I hide under like the shirts. And as I'm like ready to open them, you know, when you like, kind of go through your clothes, like through the hangers, you like move them left and right, or like you just open it.
Yeah,
like that's what he did to me. And he's looking down at me and I'm looking up at him, and I was like, oh shit. And then
sounds like Ivan.
And then he was like, yo, what are you doing? And I was like,
taking a shit.
Oh, I don't know. And he's like, dude, you better get out right now. And I was like, oh, damn. I got so scared. And then he's like, don't ever come back here again. So
you're like, I'll be back tomorrow.
I was like kind of banned, but I wasn't. But every time like I went to that Target with her, I would chill outside. Like I wouldn't go inside with her. You're scary. Don't steal, guys. Shit. I don't condone it.
I used to steal all the time when in middle school. We used to go to this Walgreens right there on Niles. And we would go every day with a backpack. Like, first we stole, like, a couple caddies, you know. And then we're like, all right, they ain't going to notice. So we started taking backpacks, like, five of us going in there. Fill it up, walk out. We did this every day for, like, maybe, like, a month. And then one day we went in, and then this guy, my friend, we brought some other guy. We down the aisle, and he was all, like, he was all freaking, you know, scared because he was just standing at the end of the aisle, like, shaking, like, bro, hurry up, hurry up. So he basically got me caught up. My brother came in, yelled at the guy. He's like, don't come back. I waited a week, came back a week later, started doing it again. What? It was crazy. Like, yeah, don't steal, but I mean, we got free candy and was it worth it? Yes. Now it's not, though. Don't steal. Stealing's bad. Drink. No, yeah, don't drink. Steal don't drink. At all.
It's not worth it.
I'm drinking.
Drinking bad. You'll become a Garrett.
I actually never got into stealing.
Bro, you're lying. You stole my heart.
What the hell? That's
just cute. Right, only thing I steal now is virginities.
Yeah, that's kind of sus.
What the fuck?
Anyways, that was funny, though.
No, bro. He didn't steal my heart, bro. Anyways, I would never give it to him.
Anyways, when I was little, I had a friend named Jesse.
Okay.
And I remember we went to a ranch market actually by Mowgli's house across the street where he used to work.
Shout out to Ranch Market.
And we're at Ranch Market, and I remember we were kids, and he went in the store, and he came out with like a little thing of gum, and I was like, I was like, how'd you get that? I thought you didn't have money. He's like, oh, I stole it. I was like,
oh, bro.
I was like,
I stole it.
I was like, bro, like, I was so shocked. That was the first time I ever seen anyone steal anything. And I was like, bro, you're going to get caught. Like, hell no. Like, I'm not hanging out with you no more. Like, I ain't trying to get caught. Like,
yeah, cut him
off. You're not going to get me caught. Like, heck no. I was like, I ain't going to be around this. Like, I was like, I had nothing to do with this. Like, you know, that's all you.
I don't want to be a part of this.
Yeah, this is my mindset. I was like, I'm not, like, I was scared of, like, you're getting bad. Caught, bro. Like, I didn't want to be bad. Like,
my mom talks about you all the time. You're a bad example.
You're
I'm done.
You're a bad person. Nah. I wasn't, yeah, but
you deserve to get on a
when
cross.
I was little, bro, like,
damn,
I was like a good one of the good kids. Like I tried
you
to
still
do.
Still are. Why are you putting your fingers up in quotes?
I tried to do everything right.
You like, literally I, still are. Bro, don't try to say you. Nah, you literally bro, still are.
I don't know about that.
Jeremy people, there. All right, I say that because there are certain topics Jeremy will not chime in here in the podcast, obviously because he's still a good person, and I condone that he's a good
if
person.
If I was a good person, there wouldn't be nothing to talk about.
You're still talking about it. You're talking about how you were a good person.
Raymond, I got a question.
What's your question? I got an answer for
you. When
are
you going to cut that gold off your hair?
The moment you shave, you go bald.
When I go bald,
the moment you go bald, I will cut this hair.
Yeah?
Got yeah. You're going completely bald. Everything. Eyebrows, hair. Everything, bro.
Can't do all that.
Everything, bro. Your nose, pubes, everything.
Nose pubes? Is that a thing?
Oh, well, your nose hairs. Okay. Maybe even, shit, if you want to cut your pubes too, go ahead. I don't know about that.
Ass hair.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah, ass hair, bro. Ass hair, you got to cut the ass hair.
What the
okay.
Fuck?
Your feet hair. I know you got toenails and hair.
Just for you. I will not do this, dude.
Bro, you got to do it. Bro, you want me to cut this hair?
I don't want it that bad. I don't care.
Shit.
Throw the shit.
Cut your, well, you can leave the underarm. That's your manhood right there. But yeah, you got to cut the ass hair, bro. That's important.
I guess so, man.
Damn. It's very important to shave your ass.
How's the goat, Raymond?
Oh, goat. Damn, we got a goat story. Oh, by the so today real quick. You know, I was sleeping, you know, doing my casual sleep, you
what
know.
What kind of sleep? What are we talking
I
about?
I was in my zone sleep, you know. I had my alarms off. I had my silence on, you know.
No wonder you didn't text
I was
back.
Chilling. I was in my blankets, you know. I had my hand on my nut. No, I'm just kidding. But anyways, I was chilling. I was sleeping, and I get a phone call from my pops. He's like, hey. I'm like, what's up? He's all like, if you come over, don't let my goat out. I was like, what you talking
damn.
About? He's like, I got a goat. I was like, a goat?
He's
like,
the goat.
I was like, you got a goat?
Greatest
I was
of all
like,
time.
Most people bring home a dog. You brought home a damn goat. I didn't believe it, so I had to go see it for myself, and it was a damn goat. I was like, God damn. And then he was like, we went to go see, to go get milk, and then this guy offered him another goat, and I was like, damn,
oh,
two goats?
Shit.
I was like, you gotta have a damn family over
you
here. You gotta
goat?
Have a farm. But yeah, most people don't get goats, so I thought that was
cool.
I was like, God damn, a goat.
It came up on two goats.
That goat, crazy. Bro, the goat the whole time I was there at the house, you think a goat would like, you know, move around. This shit was standing still in one spot. The whole time just looking, falling asleep.
Because it's the greatest of all time.
He was falling asleep. And then
he's letting you know.
And then when we would move, that thing would go move with us. And if we would leave outside, it would start crying. I was like, damn. So then when we come back in, we're like, all right, we'll chill right there. And we're like, all right, that's cool. I was like, come here. And then he'll just be standing there.
Yeah, he's the goat.
Goats
yeah,
cry. Damn.
Well, they go, whatever they do, bro. Or is that a sheep?
That's a sheep, bro.
Oh, how do they go then?
He has two sheep.
I got a live example.
He don't even have a goat. He has sheep.
I got a line. Hold on. I got an example right here.
Man.
I don't know how they go.
Is that what you're thinking of?
See? Well, that's the goat. Shout out to the goat. That goat's name was Horchata.
We need to make
Horchata.
This go to Instagram.
Yeah,
Horchata the goat. Right now, it'll go viral.
But yeah, we got a goat, guys. So, if you ever think about getting a goat,
I was thinking about it too.
It's cool.
Thank
you
for
that. Goat was cool too. You know, it was just running around chilling.
So my ex-wife.
Oh yeah, she's possessed.
She had a ghost. That
did you say possessed?
Yeah, like
she wasn't possessed.
Weird shit would happen at night. Like, so I would
did
leave
here?
Just real quick, just before he gets into his little thing and says it. One thing, like I would leave right work to work, and I would turn my alarm off, and they said it would go off, And I would and I would cut it off too. Like I would cut it off. I'd be like, all right,
unplug it.
Well, I wouldn't really unplug it, but I would, you know, press the off thing, and it would. They said it would go off, and I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, it never goes off like that, you know.
I mean, I honestly thought she was like full of shit. Like when she was saying, I was like, okay, yeah. Like everyone says they have a ghost. Like, yeah, I mean, she kept telling me stories about it and everything, but every time I would talk shit,
she better take that shit with her.
I'd like something would happen.
Oh damn!
Like the last time.
So it was helping her out.
Basically. The last time, like I got in an argument with her before she moved out. I was like, you know what? I'm glad you and your ghost are gonna be gone. And I went up laughing. I went upstairs laughing. And then out of nowhere, dude, I felt like I don't know. Like I was just laying in bed, and then I felt like there was a knife going through my fucking foot. There was just like a sharp pain out of nowhere.
Shit.
So yeah, no. I definitely fucking believe in ghosts.
Do you think that ghost tried to have sex with your ex-wife?
Damn, he tried to take. He was like, he's like, fuck this guy. I'm gonna get this.
Do you think that ghost has entered the body of your ex-wife while you were having sex, and you didn't have sex with your ex-wife,
bro!
But you had sex with the ghost.
You had sex with a ghost, bro. It was possessed. It gave you the best rim job of your life.
I have some pretty interesting sex stories, but.
You had sex with a ghost, bro.
But did you ever think about that?
No, I did not.
But do you think it's possible? Was there ever a time when you had sex with your ex-wife and you did not think, wow, you feel like today's a different type of energy?
Did you feel him tickle your ear?
Hey. You guys got me fucking questioning shit now.
I'm being serious.
Yeah, hey, sex with ghosts. You make me sick,
bro. The real question is, did that ghost
take your cheeks?
Did it have any big dick energy?
Nah.
Bro, it tickled his ear. He would be like, hey, come here.
Okay, okay.
Nah.
So I got a ghost story.
You are a ghost.
So years ago.
All cap.
Shut up, bro. I spent the night at my best friend's house when I was in...
Who was your best friend?
My friend Bryson. And I think this is around seventh grade.
I know what he's going to say.
This is around seventh grade. And I spent the night at his house. And his room was like pretty small. Like literally like something. The bed took up half the room. That's how small it was.
Damn.
So there was like a small like space on the floor for me to sleep. And earlier that night, like we're on his computer trying to watch Netflix, and I was like going through this horror movies. I was like, oh, this looks good, like whatever, you know. And then I was like, what are we gonna watch? And then my friend is like, no, hell no, dude, hell no, you're not putting on a scary movie, hell no. I was like, bro, quit being a baby, bro. He's like, it's fake, like it's a movie, like chill, like yeah. You know what I mean? I was like, chill out, like don't worry, like it's cool. He's like, nah, dude, trust me. You'll know why later. Why I don't want you to put that movie. Like, anyway. He's like, trust me. Like, later you'll find out. Like, you do not want to put on a scam.
Not in this
don't
house.
Don't do it. Like, and I was like, nah, bro. Like, I was like, you know what? Whatever. Like, so I don't know. We probably put some random stuff on. But anyway, later on, after I went to sleep, and my feet were facing the door, and there was a window like right behind me where my head was, and then on the left side is the bed taking up half the room, and then there's this little sliver of carpet I'm laying on. I'm just asleep next to the bed, and then probably around 3 a.m. I feel like a cold wind flow through my body, like fast, like from the window to the door, but like it went through me. And then I was like, whoa, like what the heck, like it woke me up middle of the night, like 3 a.m. And, like, it directed my attention to the door, and I'm staring at the door, and I see the doorknob, like, turn to the right, turn to the left, and then it starts shaking. The whole door starts shaking. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I'm like, oh, hell no. Like, and I try waking up my friend. I'm like, Bryson, wake up. Like, I'm, like, hitting the bed, like, hitting him, like, pushing him. I'm like, dude, wake up. Like, what the heck's up with the door? Like, he's like... He turns and he's like, he like wakes up like half asleep. He's like, huh? Like what? He's like, oh, it does that sometimes. He's like, oh, you know what? I know what it is. I think it's a mouse or something. I was like, what? Like a mouse isn't moving the freaking door, bro. Like, I'm like, bro, you're tripping. Like, look at this. Like, I was tripping out, and I was like, he went back to sleep. He just rolled over, fell asleep again, and I was just staring at the door. like, what the fuck did I just see? Like,
yeah. Imagine if, like, you would have seen a scary movie.
Like, it was like, literally, like, it was like, you could see it turn and then like that. And I was like, what the fuck? And I was just staring at it. 3 a.m. I stayed up from 3 to sunrise, bro. Like, I was like, I'm not going to sleep. I was on Instagram the rest of the night. I was like, nope, I'm just going to scroll through Instagram.
I'm going to turn the light on.
You said it happened at around like 3?
Yeah. And then
Instagram wasn't even out yet, bro.
They said the gram. Jeremy.
Yeah, I swear,
Jeremy,
I was scrolling.
Do you think it would have been worse if you saw a scary movie?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, you should have watched it. I wish you'd have watched it.
Dude, like, after the sun came up,
I ain't never spending the night again.
My skateboard was in his car and my backpack. And I was like, bro, like, I need you to go unlock the car and get my shit. I'm going home. As soon as the sun came up, I was like, I gotta go. Like, nah,
I ain't ever coming back spending the night, bro. Yeah. Like,
but, no,
you need to stay away
actually,
for
I think
a
this
week.
Is probably like around high school, actually, now that I think about it, because I remember he had a car.
Graham wasn't on the
but
on, bro.
Yeah, I was walking home, and I was walking home with my skateboard at like 6 a.m, and I was like, bro,
all scared,
like,
and shit.
Yeah, I was scared as fuck. I was like, what else is real? Like, what the fuck? Like, I thought ghosts were fake. Like, are you telling me aliens are real too? Are you telling me, like, all
you
this
don't
other
believe
shit?
In aliens?
No, this was back then, like, oh, when I was younger. Saying. You know what I mean? I was
so
like,
save that for another time.
I was like, yeah. I was like, werewolves are fake. Is that real? Like, giant? Like, what the fuck? Like, vampires?
Like, am I
like,
real?
You know what I mean? I was like, questioning life, bro. I was walking home scared. I was like, oh,
so
shit.
Do you guys know why 3 to 4 is haunting hour?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
I heard it's like
the gates are
the
open.
The gate to the spirit world is the veil is closest.
Do you know why it opens at that time?
No, I don't.
And you wake up at that time randomly, bro. It's crazy.
That's scary as fuck.
Wait,
so it's
a 3 o'clock thing? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
You guys believe in that?
Yes.
You don't believe in that?
Bro, there'd be weird shit happening.
My friend called me once. He was like, yo, I actually need to talk to you. And he started like filming his like room with like, he was showing his hat to like, he's like, oh, dude, my hat just fell, dude. It's like 3 o'clock. And he was like really scared. And I was like, I started getting scared because I hate that kind of shit. But like, I don't know. I feel like that's cap.
I don't know, dude. So, I'd be at the hospital working and I did graveyard shifts. I swear this one time I looked at the camera inside this certain area of the hospital. And I remember I saw something move. And I was like, oh, hell no, I'm not guarding that tonight.
Like, I'm cool. Like,
dude,
I'm
this
cool.
is a hospital.
He's, I'm
I
not
was
guarding
like, this
that.
Is some dark energy type stuff. Like, I ain't walking there because, like, if I saw that, I'm going to feel eyes looking at me while I walk. And, like, I don't want to look back. And I don't want to feel like someone's staring at my back.
I'm getting fired tonight.
The whole reason behind that is, so usually it happens, like, every other day, right? So it's not an every night thing, but the reason why it happens at 3 to 4, it usually the worst minute of it is 3:33.
Oh,
happens
shit.
Every 2 nights.
That's true.
Have you ever woke up at that time?
What is the cause?
Yes,
like what's it about?
Well, think about it. What 33 times 2? It happens every 2 nights.
Bro, I'm not a math whiz. Hold on.
33. 6, 6, 6.
Wait, 32 or 33?
33.
33 times 32 is 1,056.
333.
Wait, what'd you
times
say?
Times.
Oh, 333 times.
No, not 3. Yeah, yeah.
333. Hey, bro, don't get me looking that up, bro. Let me add another number into there. There we go. That looks better.
But yeah, like, dude, there's just so much facts behind this shit. To me, it's almost impossible.
Yeah, how you remember that damn number?
Tonight.
Yeah,
so
I gotta.
Yeah, like the veil is like thinnest I've heard, and like it's the witch's hour I've heard.
I got a ghost story, bro. Like, so in my old house I used to live at, Mowgli's been there. I'm pretty sure you've been there. We've had ghosts there, bro. We've had ghosts there. Like,
sure?
I've seen them, bro. We had.
Seen
I've
ghost.
Had demons there, bro.
No way.
I remember, bro. As a little kid, remembering seeing fucking green and red eyes looking at
oh,
you.
Oh, I think you told me this story.
Like,
before.
Bro, that shit.
Talk about this story.
That
go
shit
ahead.
Stuck in. Like right now, even talking about it, like I feel shakes. Cause,
go through this,
bro.
Tell
like
us the story,
I remember that. If I can remember that from a kid, bro, it's that's how you know you feel like you felt it. Cause, bro, I remember just waking up one night and I just see like green and like red eyes looking at me, and I was like, oh shit, like I looked right at him and I just fucking threw the blanket over my head, and I was just like, Like right now, bro, I was just like, fuck. I was like, fuck, fuck. I was like so scared. I was like, I just want to go to sleep. I was like, I don't want to see this right now. And then I felt like the blanket moving. I was like, oh, hell no. I was so, bro, little kid, I was so scared. I think I started crying myself to sleep.
Green and red eyes?
Yeah, bro, and I still remember that shit happening, bro.
Like, was it one green, one red? Or
yeah, it was like, but I was like a kid, bro. I was like young. Like, I was like maybe, I was younger than, like, I was like either 5, 6 or something. I don't know how I remember that, but that's one thing I always.
Middle of the night, in the dark.
Yes, bro, I was in my bed. Like, my brother's in the room, and I was just.
You were by yourself. I don't know if
they're.
Room?
No, I was with my brothers, but okay. They were on bunk beds. Okay. And I remember just waking up and I was like, what the fuck? Like,
was it like at the closet or like what?
No, right on the side of my, like right here, bro.
Right
on
next
the,
to your bed?
Right on the next to me. Like, I just woke up and I just looked and
you
I was like.
Didn't scream for help or nothing.
Bro, I was too shocked. Like, I was just like staring, you know, like I didn't know what to do.
It
so
was
I,
right next to you.
Yeah, so all I did was I grabbed my blanket, threw it over my head, and I was like, oh, hell nah. I used to be scared.
Your blanket?
Yeah, bro, that shit scared me for years. And then every night I would be scared, like, even now, bro, like when I sleep in my room now, I close the closet because I'm
yeah,
just like,
I, after I
I'm just like,
movie,
I'm not leaving that open because fuck that.
After I seen the movie,
bro,
The Boogeyman,
Jeremy, I leave the closet open all day.
I close
what
it, bro.
What the fuck?
After I seen the movie, The Boogeyman, I could not sleep with the closet open every
since
I was a
kid.
I
always close it, bro.
Like, I always closed it since then. I was like, no, eyes are looking at me. Every time I kept open, I was like, nope.
Yeah, that's why if you were to go into my attic at my old house, we would never go up there because, well, bro, like somebody actually passed away up there. And we know because we went up there one time to get some shit, and then I remember we saw, I was up there too, I remember we saw an old man and like a girl and a boy, like, bro, like just chilling, like, you know, in
you
the
seen it?
Yeah, in the corner, and I was like, oh, mm-hmm. Hell no,
we
oh
went down,
my
we
gosh.
Went down, we went down, and we're like, we ain't ever going up there, bro. I wouldn't go up there during
the
day.
How many people were with you?
Me, my brother, and my like, I think it was my sister. We all went up there.
At the same time?
I can't remember if it was them. No, like, we have to go through the closet just to get up there.
Okay.
So they would go up, and then they would go up.
One at a time, all
yeah.
Three of you went up there, and
yeah.
All three of you saw these ghosts.
I don't know if they saw, bro, I think they saw it, because I remember I was just like, I saw it, and I went down. They went down.
Jeremy's and eyes are peeled, everyone.
Bro, that's crazy.
I don't know if they remember it, but, yeah, bro, it was crazy. Like, I remember they used to tell me stories and shit. And then one time we were all gone, right? I remember, and I guess this is my sister's story. She was giving my sister a bath. And then, you know, she was just giving her a bath and shit. Or I think she was taking a bath. It was I don't want to get it mixed up, but I think my sister was taking a bath and we were all gone, I guess. And then she heard someone like scream, you know, her name. Like, I forgot which sister it was, but they screamed her name. And she opened the door and then she was like, all right. She was like, I'm coming. And then there was nobody there. So she went back. She heard it again. And she was like, what the fuck? Like, she was tripping, bro, because she heard her name, like, 2 or 3 times. And then she called up, and they're like, hey, are you guys home? And they're like, nah. And bro, that shit scared her. She was like, oh, hell. That's why whenever they would leave me home alone, I'd run, turn on every single light in the house, bro. Because they would be like, all right, we're going to go to, like, you know, shopping and stuff. And I'm like, oh, hell no, y'all going to leave me here? I would turn on every light, and I wouldn't go to sleep, bro. I would just be chill. Like, I did that for, like... Even in, like, bro, like, even when I was, like, 15 and 16, I would still do that. I would turn it on. I was like, bro, because I know that house was haunted. I knew it was haunted, and I would be scared to be in there by myself at night. Because shit happens, bro. Like, that's why I'm glad I'm out of that house. I would never go back there. Like, that shit scarred me for life.
Let me read this out, and let me know what you guys think. Soda becomes vodka. Bikes become cars. Kisses turn into sex. Remember when your dad's shoulder was the highest place on earth? The biggest problems we had was getting a ball stuck under a car and who could run the fastest. War was only a card game. The most pain we ever felt was a scrape on the knee. Goodbyes only meant until tomorrow. And we couldn't wait to grow up.
Now we gotta I could go back.
It means that all that shit that we had, we never saw, like, what life is today. Like, now, like, you know, we never thought about, you know, fires, death, or anything, like, you know, like
bills and
wars,
politics, taxes.
We didn't know how good we had it then.
Yeah, and now that we're grown and shit, we're like, damn, like,
yeah,
this is life.
As we were kids, dude.
I wish I would have enjoyed it more,
like,
as a kid.
Oh, enjoy your childhood. You're gonna hate it being an adult.
It goes
I
by
know,
so
I'm
fast.
I love being an adult. You become adult like
so
fuck,
fast,
dude,
bro.
You know what I think about that is that when you think of that quote, it means basically enjoy your life because your life is like one. Quick,
yeah,
like when you're like what, like when you're in the universe, they take like they say light years, right? Right now we're in a light year, so our year right now, and like right now it's going by like you know how it's going by slowly, but up there it's like,
pfft. Bro, I feel like the months are passing by fast. Like a year goes by like that.
Yeah, know, bro.
Like I'm just like,
shit. Time has become this one interesting thing where it used to, like, days used to feel like years. Now my days feel like they're literally just time isn't even a year anymore. It's like, wow, I'm 28. How did I get here so fast?
2 years gonna be 30. Like
exactly,
guys. Don't take life for granted. Enjoy it. Mowgli.
All right, everyone. It's been a tumble.
Hey, it's not bad to be a simp. All right, peace.
Simp or limp.
I'm gonna go limp to my room.
Get money.
Sign up.
All right,
what'd you do to Garrett? Gotta get that money.
I'm ending it here.
All right, then, guys.